ingredients, fresh from farms all over South Carolina. It's not no-fat, low-fat, dairy-free, or organic. It's nostalgic ice cream like Grandma made when every kid took a turn at the churn. Try some today in four southern flavors. Peaches and cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade vanilla, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream. To find a retailer near you, visit clemsonsbest.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Tula Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar, Texas is watching defenses against Tua. Do they realize the blind side's on its left now? Ole Miss, and yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think you can defend the guy. I really don't. I think the first time I ever saw him in that spring game last year, I realized that I was looking at something that I hadn't really seen before. And I tried to make that point all last year. And he's just unbelievable. I mean, he's totally changed the Alabama program. Now, there's such, it's so foreign compared to what it's been under most of Nick Saban's tenure that I still don't know how it ends. And I still think there are liabilities on the back end of that defense that no one's been able to exploit. But, you know, the notion that Alabama and Georgia are just the best teams right now and that, you know, no one else matters because they're playing these crappy teams and beating their brains in, I don't think any of that's true. I think Clemson's right where they want to be and have the whole season to get better. And Clemson will be there at the end, as will Ohio State and perhaps Oklahoma if they can figure out a way to make up for the loss of Anderson. But, you know, listen, Ohio State's really dangerous. That's why I put them 2 in my preseason ratings, picked them to play for the national championship. I stuck with that. By the way, our guy Urban Meyer's at it again. I'm coming to you guys.
He's talking again?
Yeah, he's coming back. So
what in the world?
He's coming back. So, again, he issued another public statement on social media, and it just indicates he just doesn't get it. I mean, I just don't understand how anybody who's allegedly so smart can be so invincibly stupid over and over and over again. I don't understand how his attorneys let him do this. I just don't get it. He's trying to win a battle that he cannot win. He's trying to, in words, erase everything that happened. And all he's doing, all that happens every time he does it, is people point out the obvious shortcomings that, at least from a public perception standpoint, the obvious shortcomings in his statements. And he never talks about the victim. He ignores the victim. He makes it seem like, you know, he wishes he had handled this situation of a troubled employee differently. We get all that. We've heard that. It's the same thing every single time. People don't want to hear it. The only thing they want to hear from you is a full admission and an apology to her. And you're not going to grant that from a liability standpoint. So the thing is, say nothing, you friggin' idiot. Say nothing. Let it die. But it can't die because every 2 weeks, this jackass and his attorneys bring it up again. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's as if you want to fry yourself in front of the world every couple weeks. Just shut up. Employ my strategy of wait 2 weeks and the world moves on. That's all you had to do. All you had to do the very first time is wait 2 weeks and move away from it. And the world will forget all about it. We move on to the next thing. The reason we don't move on to the next thing in your case is because you keep bringing it up. I don't get it. I don't get the advisors. I don't get the attorneys. I don't get Urban Meyer. Just be quiet.
He could just focus on football and nobody would even think a thing about
right.
it.
Right. Just do
He's
your
really
job.
He's really busy right now. You should just do that.
Right. Do your job. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the guy is trending again on Twitter because he will not shut up. I'm telling you, I've seen guys, you know, we see athletes sometimes who are bent on destroying themselves through drugs, through conduct, through other things. If you didn't know any better, you would think this guy is bent on self-destruction. I mean, it's like he thinks his words are, which are basically the same exact words he said the last time and the time before that. It's like he thinks that somehow this is going to soften the nation's view on him. And in fact, it's doing the exact opposite. Listen. Even if he was well-intentioned, even if he was smart, you would still not win that because you have a nation of jurors who have already found you guilty, rightfully or wrongfully. They have already found you guilty. This is what the Fifth Amendment is all about, Sherlock. It's about not incriminating yourself. I don't know. C. Brown. C. Brown, how are you?
I'm good. Well, on a lighter note, Dolphins are 2-0. Patriots lost one. Jets lost one. We're at the top of the AFC East, so kind of happy about that.
There you go.
Also, I was just wondering if you had any critiques, if you had seen the game. I wish our line would have played better, and we wouldn't have let off the throttle in the second half. That's just me personally.
Ryan Tannehill thus far has put up his quarterback rating is very good, but he still needs to play better. But, you know, in a way, he's been out of football for a long time. So, you know, you're going to go through some of those growing pains. I mean, I think clearly what Adam Gase did is he cleaned house. He got rid of all of the suspect characters. And the result is that maybe you're a more cohesive unit right now. That was a big win in terms of divisional positioning. You know, I picked the Dolphins to win 10 games and go to the playoffs before the year, and I still think that's the case.
Yeah, very true. You know, Tannehill, since the last time he's played, technically his last 10 games, he's 9-1.
Right.
So that's I like that pretty much. Also, I wasn't sure if you had a chance to see the Clay Matthews hit on the Vikings quarterback, and if you had any thoughts on that. If you did, I'll take your answer off the air.
Thank you, C. Brown. I appreciate the call. I have not seen that hit as yet. I've only seen a part of that game, and I did not see the highlight. It's my intent to to watch the rest of that game. So I'll let you know. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Texas says he's an absolute narcissist who can't let it go. Yeah, there is something to that. I mean, it's just, I've just never seen anybody so hell-bent on sort of public humiliation and self-destruction. I just don't understand. I don't, this guy is one of the most powerful people. He's the most powerful individual at Ohio State and one of the most powerful individuals in the sport of college football. He has advisors everywhere you look. He has attorneys everywhere. I mean, you would think that some smart fellow or lady would say to him, listen, Urban, this is a battle you cannot win. Stop talking about it. Just do your job, and after a while, people will forget about it. But instead, he himself...
You think they would be telling him that, though? Well, maybe they are telling him that, and he don't care
what
they
look,
say.
Well, look, a lot of these statements are attorney-initiated. I mean, you know, I don't get it. I have no explanation for it whatsoever. You know, your team was 3-0. You're coming off a big win over TCU. Talk about Ryan Day. Talk about the job he did in your absence. Talk about, you know, your football team and how proud of him you are. Or better yet, say absolutely nothing, because people don't really want to hear you say that right now either. So say absolutely nothing. You know that old adage about silence is golden? Say absolutely nothing. Just go coach your football team. Go coach your football team. In a few weeks, nobody will care. That's just a fact of life. Nobody will care. Everybody has new problems, new things they move on to. You know, it's just the way it is. The only reason that hasn't happened here is because you keep bringing it up. Texter asked, do you think Dabo promised Trevor Lawrence split playing time if he came to Clemson? I don't know. I don't know that was necessarily a promise, but I think that there's no question that there's a political element to this, meaning, you know, you have a guy of that magnitude, you have to try and keep him happy too. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt.
Thanks for getting me in. With the whole Alabama thing, you know, I understand the points and stuff, but, I mean, they haven't faced any defenses yet. I know Tua can put up the numbers, but everybody's crowning them like he's going to win the Heisman already. And they haven't even faced their meet of schedule. Mississippi State's defense, LSU, Texas A&M will actually give them a decent test this weekend. But, I mean... I don't understand. Ohio State's win was way more impressive than anything Alabama has done this entire season.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Weekend. That was a tough environment. That was a good defense. Those players for TCU played fundamental defense, at least almost to the third quarter, into the third quarter. And that was way more impressive. And Ohio State's more dangerous to me than Alabama right now, just because they're Alabama and they get a free pass.
Ohio State is really, really good. And I knew they were going to be really, really good. You know, I almost talked myself out of it at one point. And then at the end of the process, you know, the day after the kickoff show, as I revealed my actual top four teams and as we discussed on the show, I decided to keep Ohio State in the national championship game because I just felt that they were that good. And I think if you look at the Big Ten now, which quite honestly looks a little bit like a washout to this point. I mean, far and away, the best team is Ohio State. It's not even close. And all those other teams are going to compete for second place. And I think Ohio State can play with anybody. Dwayne Haskins is just a game changer. He changes the whole scale as far as Ohio State's concerned, because the thing that Ohio State did not have in recent years, and everyone knew it, was they could not throw the ball vertically. They couldn't activate any of those weapons. Now they're doing all of that. And when you have two backs like Dobbins and Weber, and you can stretch the field vertically, and you've got all this speed at wide receiver, well, suddenly you're impossible to defend.
I just think Alabama is like Mayweather. They're beating up on a bunch of tomato cans. Everybody's like, shocked by the shiny new object.
Yep.
But the thing
by the way, he wants to fight again. Did you see that? Mayweather wants to fight Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Mayweather wants to fight Pacquiao again.
He's going to be in a wheelchair with geriatric help this time?
Yeah. Hey, listen, you guys scammed me on that deal last time. If you think I'm paying to watch you two old men fight, why don't you just wait till you're in the old folks home and just invite me over and I'll come in. You know, I mean,
Mayweather's already talking about hundreds of millions that he would walk away with.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's going to pay for that?
Yeah.
But biggest thing I wanted to talk about is the Patriots game this weekend. Time and time again, the Patriots have wheeled out Tom Brady and try to make him do magic. But Bill Belichick needs to start answering for this roster. I mean, that defense gate was no pressure, even against a backup left tackle. And the Jaguars didn't even have their best offensive weapon out there. So the AFC is getting a lot tighter. I think Kansas City by offense alone is good.
Right. Now, to be fair, you know, listen, let me say one thing. I hate Tony Romo as an announcer. I actually liked him as a player, but I think as an announcer, he's despicable. I know people like him, but I just think he's atrocious. And I think he plays sides, and you can feel it. He's a bitter guy. I think he's bitter at the way his career went and some of the decisions that were made. But, you know, hey, Tony, all you need to do is hold on to the snap, my man, and you probably would have won a Super Bowl. But, you know, the thing is, when he mentioned that too, and they talked about the fact that, you know, Jacksonville was missing players, they sort of failed to mention that New England was missing Edelman, which is sort of a big deal for the Patriots right now. But, yeah, I think the concern, you know, when I look at New England, and remember last year, you know, I said clearly Philadelphia was more talented. When I look at New England, their offensive line's an abomination. Their wide receivers are an abomination. Their defense is an abomination. I mean, they still have Rowe out there. I mean, he's the guy that Philadelphia abused over and over in that defensive backfield. I mean, he couldn't cover his grandmother. I mean, he can't cover anybody. He's absolutely terrible. And Philadelphia is running all these picks and all this underneath stuff and spreading New England out. And I didn't think New England adjusted to any of it. And it may be because they simply don't have the personnel to adjust. Basically, it's like you say, it's like, you know, if it's like, win it for me, Tom. You know, make everybody better, Tom. And he does. But you wonder, with the advent of some of these hyper-talented teams like the Rams, who are my pick to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, who just look insanely good, and the Jacksonville Jaguars with all that speed and talent, you know, you just wonder.
I just think it's finally caught up with Bill. His defense can't pressure anyone. And one last thing, I think Tomlin's last year's here with Pittsburgh. There's no fight in this team, and there's no balance on offense. Something like 47 passes is not balanced. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Matt. By the way, the Browns have traded Josh Gordon. The Browns have officially traded wide receiver Josh Gordon to the Patriots for a conditional fifth-round pick. Josh Gordon is now a member of the New England Patriots. I see a tweet here from a Dolphins fan who writes, Josh Gordon to the Patriots isn't as big a deal as most make it out. He was a great wide receiver years ago. Hasn't played a complete season or been relevant in years. One drug test away from banishment. Going to an organization known to be hard on players. I just don't see it. You know what? All those things are true. You know what else is true? He's the greatest talent I've ever seen at wide receiver. Ever. He's the greatest natural talent I've ever seen. Now, is he past his prime? Yes. Randy Moss went to the Patriots in a year that he was past his prime and caught 50 touchdowns. The New England Patriots have no physical big receiver who can stretch a field. They have no vertical threat whatsoever. I have no idea what the chances are of keeping Josh Gordon straight, but if I was the Patriots, I would have done this in a second. I mean, now, in the offseason, they brought in every cast off wide receiver loser. Kenny Britt didn't work. None of these guys worked. And this may not work either, but I would do it in a second if I was New England. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. Rudy, you're up first when we get back.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly. So all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Provident Staffing has been helping employers and job seekers come together. Whether it's hospitality, general labor, skilled construction, heavy equipment operators, or housekeeping, Provident Staffing can help you in your new career or advance your current career. If you need employees or a job, put the power of experience to work for you. Call Provident Staffing where their talent is finding your talent. Call 442-6002. Online at providencestaffing.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Rudy, I'll get to you in 1 minute. I just watched the Matthews hit. That's ridiculous. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your identification to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of address. That's all you need. Get it done, people, because starting October 1st, 2020, you're going to need this ID or a passport to fly domestically. Yeah, not internationally, just even domestically. So get yours, get in before the lines get too long. Do it. You'll thank me later. You want to get in? Actually, now's the time. It's been very busy, but you can get in right now. 654-7627. 654-7627. Tess has said, have you seen the dull Tony Romo Corona beer commercial? Yuck. Not sure. But I don't like Romo. I don't even like his voice. He's a whiny little voice. I don't like him. I know people think he brings an expertise to the booth. And I guess I get that, but I think he brings baggage to the booth, and I don't like his sound. He just sounds like a 10-year-old snickering all game. Rudy, how are you?
Deb Tola, how you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Rudy? Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Good to be in. Hey, well, should we expect Ramona Rage picks from now on?
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, right. All right. Well, hey, but shout out to her. She's doing great.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
I don't think Clemson's hit their stride yet. I was at the game Saturday, and I don't know. They just one side plays good, the other side don't. One side plays good, the other side don't.
Wait a minute. I think I need to keep in mind they're playing like everybody on the roster. All right, they're not
true.
They don't feel threatened by Georgia Southern at any point because they know Georgia Southern fundamentally can't score on them. So they're basically just playing everybody. So I wouldn't read too much into scores or results. I mean, Clemson is not. The only way I can put this is Clemson is not trying to posterize Georgia Southern. They're just not. They're trying to play.
I agree.
They're trying to play people. So again, given the number of people who played, I wouldn't be too worried about it. I mean, I see T.J. Chase in early. I see Kendrick in early at wide receiver. I see offensive linemen like Bockhorst in and Jackson Carmen in. And so I wouldn't worry too much about the results or the score or anything else.
I got you. Yeah, I don't think they've hit their stride yet. But like I said, they're playing a lot of people, getting a lot of experience, which is good. Well, I have to say my upset of the week is the Fighting Cougars of BYU. Man, that was impressive to go into Badgerville and be Wisconsin. So,
yeah, I mean, look, it's a big win for that staff. That's a tough place to play. I'm not surprised BYU competed. I am shocked that they won. I'm absolutely stunned that they won the game.
Just a couple more things, Walt. I'll make it fast. The Falcons looked good this weekend. If they could keep that up, they actually look good in the red zone. Hopefully they can be a little more consistent with that. But saying that, did you see Ryan Fitzpatrick's outfit?
Yeah.
Post-game press conference.
You know what? I don't really care anything about Ryan Fitzpatrick. I know he's thrown for 800 yards in two games, and right now he's playing better than Jameis Winston.
My question was, is he for real or no?
Yeah, he's not because here's the thing. He's surrounded by weapons, which certainly help him. He's a veteran quarterback. But if you look at this guy's whole career, it's always the same thing. He'll play four or five games that make you think he's going to the Hall of Fame, and then he'll play eight games, which make you think he's an eight-year-old playing quarterback in the National Football League. And you'll wonder about his decision-making, and you'll say to yourself, this guy couldn't possibly have gone to Harvard. I'm not a believer in him. I'm sorry. I've seen this act too many times before with him. I know it looks good right now in the short term. And in the short term, look, they're 2-0 and he's their best answer. So, I'm not saying that I wouldn't play him again. I would play him. I would play him until he starts to suck. And then I'd put him back where he belongs on the bench.
I got you, Paul. One more thing, and I'll take it off air, and I'll see you Thursday, brother, up there
at
Twin Peaks. The NFL kickers, I'm really disappointed in the way. Yeah, can they actually win a game this year? And thank you for taking my call, Walt.
Thank you, Rudy. Yeah, Daniel Carlson, legendary Auburn kicker, cut. That's what happens. Look, National Football League, when games are tight and every week depends on whether you have a kicker who can make kicks or not, when you miss kicks, there's zero patience. There is a zero tolerance policy. And I don't know why it took people so long to get Dan Bailey. Now, Bailey turned down like three or four other chances, sort of looking for the right one. Now he has it in Minnesota where he's on a championship contender. And Bailey's one of the best kickers in the game, so that's a big get by Minnesota. And, we'll see whether Carlson can rekindle his career somewhere else. I mean, he's just starting him. He was sensational in college at Auburn. But this is the nature of that position. And this weekend was a bad weekend for NFL kickers. Now, some of them were injured, and they're still running injured kickers out there and expecting them to make kicks. But the bottom line in all that is you just have to make them. And there is a – it's just standard around the league. There are a lot of guys who can kick. So there is zero patience with kickers. Zero tolerance, zero patience. If you don't make kicks, you're gone. And we've seen that. We've seen that already. You know, Ramona.
Yes.
By the way, Texter says, actually, this is Jay writes, Twinkie McShay called Patrick Mahomes one of the sloppiest quarterbacks he's ever seen. Yeah, how about now? How about Patrick Mahomes? I mean, I've been warned about Mahomes forever. 11 touchdown passes in two games? I mean, they were so glad to be rid of Alex Smith. They knew what they had. They knew his potential. There's nothing not to like. He's absolutely incredible. Enormous arm, toughness, character. You know, we've been talking about all those things with him forever. There was no doubt in my mind he'd be great, but it's unbelievable what you're seeing already. You know, a lot of these, again, there are a ton of talented young quarterbacks around the National Football League. Deshaun Watson off to a tough start. I'm not sure what Deshaun was doing on that final play. He ate up, if you watch the game, he ate up the entire clock scrambling around and didn't give his team a chance. Completed a pass finally on the scramble, but in so doing, he used up the 17, 18 seconds, whatever it was they had. He used up the entire clock, and he had to get rid of that ball. You know, he's off to a rough start, and he's capable of better. And that offensive line needs to do a better job blocking for him as well. But that was just a mental error issue. You know, but when you look at these young quarterbacks all around the league, they're all gifted. They're all gifted. I mean, Jared Goff is the perfect quarterback to run that Rams system. I mean, you know, if you ask me which of these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks, is going to win a Super Bowl first, I think it's Goff. I think it's Goff even before Wentz. In part because I think he's the perfect quarterback for his team and because I think that team is just so loaded. You know, I think that they're... this is a unique situation, a unique time in NFL history where there are so many aging quarterbacks and such an incredible cast of young, talented quarterbacks waiting to take their places around the league. Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch it play out. It's going to be fascinating to watch it play out. I'm not sure what the texter meant by still had a second. You don't have a second because there's no stoppage of the clock. You had no timeouts. So I'm not sure what you mean by still had a second. You couldn't do that in that situation. Oh, you know, something else. If people are watching the Houston, Tennessee game, on the last drive that Tennessee scored, Blaine Gabbert is in trouble. He's about to be sacked for a 10-12-yard loss and potentially take Tennessee out of field goal range and put them in third and long. And he throws a ball that gets batted. It gets batted back to him. He catches it, and he's going to be drilled. Now he's a ball carrier because he caught it. He should have let the thing drop to the ground, batted it down. Instead, he caught it, and he starts running towards the sideline, whereupon at some point the light goes off, and he realizes, uh-oh, I'm about to be killed, because that's what was going to happen. And he was going to suffer a 10- or 12-yard loss. It was going to be third and long. So he flips the ball with his left hand forward, intentionally throwing it out of bounds. Well, you can't do that. It's illegal. It's a double pass behind the line of scrimmage, which is illegal. When the officials finally sort all this out, when they finally sort all this out, they call it a 5-yard penalty and let Tennessee replay the down. Bill O'Brien is going ballistic on the sideline, screaming, "It's third down, it's third down, it's third down." He's arguing with the officials. And the officials seem to be having a debate amongst themselves about what the call was. New York later confirmed that the call was correct. Okay, it may have been correct, but you need to change that rule immediately, if not sooner, like today, this morning. Because that rule's an abomination. I mean, Tennessee was about to lose 10 or 12 yards, and they would have been facing a third and long from outside of field goal range. Instead, you gave them the down back for their blunders and the quality play by Houston defensively. You gave them the down back, and then you penalized them 5 yards? I'm sorry, that rule is broken. That doesn't work. You can't have that situation. You basically gave Tennessee the game, is what you did. And I get that there can be bad rules, but once they're discovered, they need to be eliminated. And that rule is horrific. Horrific. I can't understand why that rule would have ever allowed the down to be given back. It was a bad play. You ran a bad play. It wasn't a stoppage before the play. It wasn't like a motion before the play. It was after the play. You ran a bad play. The play got stopped. And it has to be loss of down and a spot foul that moves you back from there. But the biggest thing is, it has to be loss of down. You can't give them the down back. I mean, it's one of the most absurd rules ever. Ever. They ran a disastrous play that was going to force them to lose 10 or 12 yards and take them out of field goal range. And you gave them a mulligan, penalized them 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, and gave them the down back. I mean, look, I've seen bad rules before, but I'm with Bill O'Brien. O'Brien couldn't believe that they didn't lose the down, and neither can I. And I, off the top of my head, I know I've seen this before, but I don't remember it having this type of impact. And again, you know, look, it would have been third down. I don't know what would have happened on third down. Maybe Gabbert would have completed a 25-yard throw, but that's what he would have had to do. You know, the fact that they gave him the down back is mind-boggling to me. And my initial thought was, well, O'Brien must be right that it has to be third down. Again, the officials didn't seem sure. But at the end of the process, they made the call according to the rule. The rule needs to be changed immediately. Texas says, Walt, what do you think about Deshaun Watson's performance? I think he's off to a tough start. It's not all that surprising. People have film on you. There's that. He was without Will Fuller in week one. He did not play well against New England. The offensive line has not been good either. You know, there's a little infighting that's going on there. They need to clean a lot of that up. And I expect that they will. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. And Deshaun's too good to play like this, and they've got to help him more. So it's those things. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Halt's an acronym for those incredible vehicles, and that's all they do. They drive these vehicles to work. They work on them all day. They drive them home at night. That's First Class Halt. That's who they are. It's what they do. Right now, they have some incredible specials. You have a back-to-school 32-point safety inspection for just $99.95, was $149.95. Listen, if your timing belt is coming due, and I don't know what it is, every 60,000 miles or whatever it is, if your timing belt is coming due, you get $100 off any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. Do it. Take advantage of that. It's a lot. That's a lot of money off that deal. $10 to $30 off labor. $15 off any Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change service. $20 off all brake jobs. Hunter Road Force tire rotation for just $38.95. And an AC performance diagnostic, which includes up to a pound and a half of Freon, AC fan operation diagnostic, plus an AC performance test, regularly $219.95, now $159.95 with this special offer. Get to Hall today. Call them 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. First class Hall. I'm telling you, I've seen some bad rules. But that thing, they really need to change that today. You know, forget rules committee. That's a disaster, and it needs to be changed. Quick break.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Storm prepping, storm damage, Surf Pro Pickens County South Greenville has the upstate covered with tree removal, water mitigation, roof tarping, board-up services, and after-storm cleanup for commercial and residential properties. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your home, family, and business. Call 864-855-3993. Surf Pro works with all insurance carriers for stress-free claims process. Again, that's 864-553-993. Call today. Surf Pro like it never happened.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Just talking to others, I've had several people ask me about Tua's brother. That's from Bama Steve and Simsonville. And honestly, Bama Steve, I've not watched his film as yet. I'll watch it and let you know. I don't have any idea. I know that the first time I ever saw Tua, I thought he was one of the most special talents I'd ever seen, and said so. If the brother has any of that same ability, Bama really has locked on to something here. You know, I actually meant to do that before now and have just sort of been out of sight, out of mind with everything that's going on during the football season. But I'll tell you what, I'll watch his film and let you know. Texas Walt, does it look like last year O'Brien went with Deshaun Strantz out of the pocket, and this year he's asking him to stay in the pocket longer? I don't think so. I think he's trying to play to Deshaun's strength. I think it's a combination of things. I think they're off to a rough start. They didn't have Will Fuller in game one. They need him because of his long speed and his route running, and he's a perfect complement to Nuke Hopkins. They got him back. That offensive line still isn't good. That's part of the problem. And Deshaun got off to a rough start. He didn't play well in the Patriots game. He, you know, I don't know whether it was the problems they were having with that offensive line, but there were several underthrows. There were several throws that just weren't very good. He fumbled the opening snap in that game, never got anything going. I thought after a rough start against Tennessee, I thought he settled down. He started playing better. And then at the end of the game, you had the brain cramp issue, which, you know, look, he's still a young player. There's still a lot going on, a lot to take in. Maybe he thought he had a timeout still. I'm not sure what he thought. I didn't hear any of the aftermath of the post-game interview, so I don't know what his thought process was in that situation. Let's go to the Northline Communication phone lines. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Yeah, I will get to the basketball text as well in a few minutes when I have time. Larry, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in.
I just got a comment. I heard you talking about Fitzpatrick, the Bucks.
Yep.
I know that, you know, he didn't do a good job at Buffalo. I know that, you know, but I take him any day over James Winston. Jameis Winston, you know, really showed me nothing. I think he's a joke, you know, to the NFL, you know, just like a clowny of the Texans, you know. I don't know why the NFL, you know, keep these clowns around.
Well,
you know,
look, in Jameis Winston's case,
it's just my opinion, you know. And yeah. I think I'm a little bit entitled to it.
Well, hey, look, in Jameis Winston's case, all right. I think he's just an immature person. All right. I just don't think, and I'm not sure he gets it, and I'm not sure he's going to get it. But listen, if he's been beaten out in Tampa by Ryan Fitzpatrick, if this is going to be the status quo, then his career in that city's over. I mean, you know, Fitzpatrick is nothing but an old journeyman. And if a Fitzpatrick can make this offense look like this, and again, I don't know that this is going to last. Fitzpatrick has always shown, he's always shown these little bursts where he looks like this for a few games, and then he'll go out and throw 10 interceptions in 2 weeks, and I still expect that's going to happen. But nonetheless, I think Tampa has issues. I mean, I think Tampa's coming sort of face to face with the notion that they might have blown it with the Jameis Winston pick.
Great thought. But if I could, you jump to another subject about the, you know, I like the New England Patriots, you know, and I think they bring a lot of excitement and adversity to the game, you know. But I think Tom Coughlin got their number, you know. I don't think Bill Belichick can play chess with Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin has a number, and when he was with the Giants. And now he's going down there and break bottles. I mean, break bottles was nothing. Now he's almost like a genius. It doesn't. I mean, go figure.
Yeah, I mean, look, they had a great.
It's just something that, you know, it just seemed like the moon or the stars or the sun has come over the head of Blake Bortles, and you know, he's almost like a saint now. You know, I'm sure they're worshiping down there. But Tom Coughlin is the man. You know, and. To me, a lot of these NFL coaches, you know, they're just basically advanced high school coaches. You got to have, you know, people who go in there and can dissect the X and O. And, you know, Bill Parcells, and I'm sorry, Walt, I'll just hang up and after I make this comment. But Bill Parcells, you know, when he came to the Giants, you know, he was the general manager, player development. He was VP. And he was all of these things wrapped in one. He didn't let them agents come in there and tell him what to do and get these knuckleheads.
No, look, that's 100% right. And there's no question that Coughlin has a history of being able to handle the Patriots. Now, they didn't handle them last year in the playoff, but they came close to it. And obviously, look, right. That offensive game plan that they used with Bortles, I thought was brilliant. And I thought Bortles was on fire. You know, he's putting every ball where it had to be.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Larry. You know, but the Patriots need to make some adjustments. And one of those adjustments is they need to get Roe off the field. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same place they're being attacked in the Super Bowl. He can't cover anybody. I mean, I don't know. You know, if Belichick had gone to Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, the Patriots would have another Super Bowl. No question about it. Zero question about it. And why he so pigheadedly refused to do that and why he still has his cat in the field is beyond me. I mean, The problem, you know, the biggest problem the Patriots faced the other day, sure, that offensive line could not pass protect against that Jacksonville front, but the biggest problem they faced was that defensively they were just getting toyed with. I mean, these guys were like wide open on every play. I mean, the guys, you know, the route combos that they were running and the picks and the screens they were running, and New England never adjusted to any of it. And part of the adjustment is you've got to get that scrub off the field. Now, don't tell me you can't find somebody better than him. He is not a cornerback in the National Football League. At best, he's a safety. But you can't be playing him out there. He can't cover anybody. He gets turned around on every single play. I don't know what part of that Belichick didn't get watching the Super Bowl. I mean, honestly, New England made no adjustments in that game defensively at all that I could see. None. From the beginning to the end. And they had a couple key players who left the game injured with concussions, including Flowers, so they can't afford to lose. You know, the Patriots don't want any lone rangers, so they get rid of the best athletes on their team. And it's a mistake. You have to have some athletes on defense. Some. You have to have some. You have to have somebody who can run on defense. Justin, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. How are you today?
Good, Justin. The Florida, the state senator
I
from
had a
Florida,
good
is
weekend,
it?
Weekend, Walt. The Gators and the Colts both won.
Yeah, how about
on
that?
The same weekend
how
for the first that? Time, and I can't remember.
That's pretty funny.
I want to applaud the Colts front office on one thing. Early in the second round, I was really hoping we were going to take Harold Landry. Well, they passed on Landry and took the Leonard kid out of South Carolina State.
Yep.
That kid played out of his mind on defense.
Well,
yesterday.
Hey,
I think he had 15.
Hey, do you remember me back at the Senior Bowl and post-Senior Bowl. Leonard was one of my favorite players. I said he was the best linebacker coming out of the state. He made like 15 tackles in that Senior Bowl. He was all over the field. His arms are like 50 inches long. He was great in coverage, and I thought he would be one of the surprise steals of the draft. So I, for one, am not surprised.
And 2 weeks in, he has proven, I mean, he made a big sack in the fourth quarter. He had a forced fumble in the fourth quarter. He was a lot to do with Washington not getting any points late in that game. And the kid can play. He's got my respect now.
Yep.
I have three small questions here, and I'll take them all off of the air.
Okay.
Tennessee, Florida this weekend. I don't think either team's really any good. I think either team could win this. I feel like whoever shows up is going to win the game. Just curious of your opinion on that one. The two best teams in Florida play this weekend, Florida Atlantic, Central Florida, Friday night. Curious what your thoughts, if the Fighting Lane Kiffins have any chance in that game. And my third and final question, if you had $1 million in Monopoly money and Arkansas and Florida State played this weekend, who would you bet the million on? Appreciate your time, Walt.
Thank you, Justin. Well, I think Central Florida will take care of Florida Atlantic. In terms of Florida and Tennessee, Justin, I hate to do this to you, but nobody cares. And then if I had $1 million and Arkansas played Florida State, I'd probably put it on Arkansas. Florida State fans, I know you've been waiting for your segment of the show. Your segment of the show is coming up next, so you'll want to be glued to your seats because I have a lot to tell you people. Before any of that, let me tell you about the concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robot mowers, which came straight out of nature. Easily Lawn and Garden, the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers. The principle of the grazing animal, the grass is cut a little and often, the most minute amount. It means that your grass is never shocked. See, you're going to sit back on your couch, have one of those Fosters that Looper has, and pizza, and you're not going to move. And your neighbors are going to be out there busting it all summer long and sweating and dying out there and wondering how come they're working out there all the time and your lawn looks great and theirs looks terrible. This is the why. You'll run it all the time at first, costs you nothing to run, uphills, downhills, around objects, takes itself back to its port and recharges when it's running low, goes back out and cuts your lawn. It's the most amazing technology I've ever seen. It's here. It's real. Listen, get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street in Easley. Go see him today. Tell him I sent you. I'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 1055 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of